Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 10 degrees outside. Snow has stopped in the area, but we could see a few light snow showers later on this Wednesday. Our high, right around 10. All Sheboygan County workers are currently getting a 2% pay raise in 2014, but some could get more. This evening, the county's Human Resources Committee will discuss the findings from a consulting firm hired last year to evaluate how the county pays its workers. On Sheboygan's Morning News, County Administrator Adam Payne said the number of employees getting extra is very few.
10 of them were identified for a possible increase. 3 of them up to possibly 20%. I can tell you the odds of that happening are slim to none, but there is some consideration for making a more modest adjustment for a few of these personnel.
The county board finalized the 2% across-the-board pay raise last evening. Also during their meeting, the board unanimously allowed the group Friends of the Sheboygan Marsh to fundraise to build a new multi-purpose building at the Sheboygan Marsh. Group President Lil Pipping said at the meeting part of the building will be used for education, assisting Camp Wycota.
So they can do their educational classwork out there. Also, it will be big enough to house about 100 people. So if you want to have a small party or a small wedding, you want to have a county meeting out there or whatever, it will be big enough.
The building would also have a kitchen area, an atrium for displaying information about the marsh, and up-to-date showers for the campground. Governor Walker will give the annual State of the State address at the state capitol this evening. Marquette political scientist Charles Franklin says future tax cuts should be mentioned a lot, thanks to the recent news of a near $1 billion budget surplus that will come next year.
And this allows, as we're seeing, the governor and the legislators to talk about how to give this money back to taxpayers through some form of tax cuts.
Franklin also sees the speech as a chance for Walker to prep for a re-election bid this fall. Walker did share some details yesterday regarding what he would propose in tax cuts. He said about half of the projected budget surplus would go towards income and property tax relief, averaging around $150 per taxpayer. Walker added he wants to end the practice of withholding too much in state taxes, plus put $100 million of the surplus in the state's rainy day fund. Both political party leaders in the state legislature have differing opinions as to how the budget surplus should be spent. For Republicans, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said his colleagues are hoping for a bold tax cut plan.
Our caucus is united behind the idea of having it go toward property tax relief and potentially income tax relief.
Some of the caucus are expressing the need to pay off some of the structural deficit occurred due to the current budget, but Voss says there are other ways to pay for this.
Our goal is to make sure that the money in the rainy day fund more than covers the first year of the structural deficit, so that going forward we know that even if for some reason there's an economic downturn, we would have money in the bank to take care of that.
As for Democrats, Senate Minority Leader Chris Larson said the paying off of structural deficit and bonding should be a top priority.
We'd like to see tax cuts, but we have to make sure that the essential obligations are taken care of. You can't have dinner for dessert. You have to get to the things that are needed before you get to the sugary stuff.
He also said money should also be spent on education and job training programs. The State Assembly approved a bill aimed at protecting social media and email privacy. The legislation yesterday bars employers, landlords, and schools from forcing those under their control to hand over the passwords for private email and social media accounts.
This bill will protect individuals' privacy while still giving employers the flexibility that they need to run their businesses. It will give employers and universities the clarity that they need to decide on cohesive social media policy.
Still, State Representative Melissa Sargent warns that the measure does not stop employers or others from going online to see what you post publicly on those accounts. The bill now heads back to the state Senate, which will have to sign off on minor changes made by the Assembly. Democrats again urge their colleagues to increase the state minimum wage. State Representative Corey Mason of Racine introduced Wisconsin's Fair Minimum Wage Act bill yesterday.
This is a bill with, once enacted, would raise the minimum wage ultimately to $10.10 an hour.
The minimum wage would then be indexed to the rate of inflation every year thereafter. Wisconsin's current minimum wage is $7.25 per hour. A summit in Waukesha County is highlighting Wisconsin's growing problem with a diabolical drug. John Meerdink has the story.
Heroin has claimed dozens of lives across Wisconsin, and now the campaign against the drug has come to Waukesha County, where the message hits especially close to home. A Brookfield East student named Luke Pulsifer overdosed on the drug in 2013, stealing away the boy his teachers remember well.
He was just a real pleasure to be around, just a really nice kid.
Now, teachers like Chris Guthrie hope raising awareness of heroin will curb a recent slew of drug-related deaths, nearly half of which were caused by heroin.
A Manitowoc man, Stephen Groh, will soon get a new tricycle to deliver newspapers. His old trike got mangled up last Saturday night when it was hit by an alleged drunk driver. John Brunner, who owns the fitness store in Manitowoc, said he was so touched by Gov's calm response to the incident that he agreed to give Gov a new adult trike for free. It will be delivered in a few days. Gov called it unbelievable, and he couldn't fathom such generosity. A 20-year-old man is awaiting charges in last weekend's incident. Authorities said he hit the tricycle that Gov was using to deliver the Lakeshore Chronicle, and Gov was pushed through the car's windshield, where he stayed until the driver got home and discovered what happened. Gov escaped with minor cuts. He walked off until police found him about a block away. Gov said he loves delivering newspapers, and he'll be back at it soon. A look at your forecast. A few light snow showers still possible today. Otherwise, cloudy and a high near 10. Tonight, wind chill advisory in effect as temperatures will drop below zero and windy conditions possibly as low as 25 degrees below zero for your wind chills. Currently 10 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL at 1206.